C-A-3-H-R-Y, if you want to echo Papa. I'm not sure if I got it or not. You in there, Henry?
Good morning, Emil. V-A-3-H-R-Y.
Yeah, just discovered one of the balloons are up 65 kilometers up. It's a high altitude balloon, of course. That's a way up there, almost in the satellite zone.
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea you could make a balloon from your backyard go up that high. My coffee's ready. Can I get back to you in a couple minutes? Over.
Yeah, sure. Adrian was trying to call there, but he had a broken signal, so I'm just waiting for him to come back on. He's still in Switzerland. Okay, we'll be on the side.
VE1AP, VA3SRY.
Yeah, go ahead, Henry. So how was your day yesterday there, over?
Real good. Yeah. I've been expecting to, be more tired, that kind of thing, you know. I'm actually doing as well as I did last year, I think. The only thing I've noticed is I take a little while longer to recover. Like right now, I'm sore. Even my back is sore from the riding position. So, if that's the only problem, I'm doing well, I think. But you know what? The coffee is going to be good remedy. So I'm about to take my first sip. Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, very good. Good golly, didn't mean to yawn in your ear, but we put a few new Picos in flight there yesterday, so I'm a little slow in getting caught up here, over.
Yeah, I haven't even looked. I have no idea what's going on. What's VE7NFR15 doing?
It hasn't showed up on SunHub. I didn't check the other one there, that Tuckety page. But once I get the SunHub done, and I'll go over to the other site and see if there's any indication on the other files there.
Yeah, I think it was beaconing less and less often. Maybe it's got a problem with its recharging system, the solar cells. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But it was doing really well in altitude, and so anyway, what's your plans for today, Emil?
Well, I got a call from Mr. Kite, our new guest operator there, and we're going to go and test the two. He has a kite and I have a kite. We're going to do some testing there tomorrow at the beach along the coast where there's a little more breeze. So looking forward to that. I'll keep you posted. I'll keep you posted when we get liftoff there, Henry, and maybe before, as soon as he confirms the time.
Oh, good. You're still in touch with him. Excellent. Yeah, he sounds like a guy who knows his kites. And so if he has any advice, I would listen. Hopefully he'll be successful in getting that thing up in the air. My plans are to stay home. On the way home, I did a little bit of grocery shopping yesterday. Well, you know that. Yeah, there was nobody else around me. That's why I answered the radio when you called, and I was in the grocery store. So, I did a little bit of grocery shopping and got home, and that's where I stayed. And that's where I'm staying today. Over.
Yeah, I had an opportunity there yesterday to stop by, and there was some sort of a small carnival going on up the street here. They had the kids' day. Had I had my cheat sheet, I would have pulled in and had a few unqualified guest operators to come on the air. But I, with a spur of the moment thing, I should be keeping those cheat sheets in my car there. Over.
Oh, you printed them out. So yeah, that's the best way to do it. You don't have to have a whole lot of them in your vehicle, just a few. And that would do the trick. Have you, considered maybe even, printing out a small card, the size of a postcard, let's say, that describes amateur radio. Not just Pico Balloon, but amateur radio itself. What is it? It's not CV. License is required. Not that difficult to get, you know, that kind of thing in short forms. Over.
Yeah, stand by there, Henry. We got a Kilo Delta 4 Lima Yankee Hotel. Kilo Delta 4 Lima Yankee Hotel. Jeffrey, if you're on frequency there, go ahead there, sir. Over. Kilo Delta 4 Lima Yankee Hotel, there was no audio coming in on your end, on my end I should say. You want to check that again and try it one more time, over. Yeah, okay, just stand by for a minute. Henry, were you picking up on Kilo Delta 4 Lima Yankee Hotel? I know the screen was lighting up, but I wasn't getting any audio. Were you getting anything, Henry?
Well, I know for a fact I wasn't getting any audio whatsoever, but I wasn't looking at the screen. My bad. I should have been to see if I could see a signal. But yeah, that's Jeff from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. Over.
Yeah, okay. Jeff, you want to try that one more time? See if you can see if we can get some audio there from you. Over. Yeah, I guess he just disconnected, so he's probably going to reboot. We'll stand by.
Okay, well, he'll break in. Yeah, we spoke to him, 3-4 days ago, over?
Yeah, very good. I don't know if I had told you there, but I'm going to make an announcement on the Wake Up Net. We have a province-wide net here in the mornings from 7:30 till 8:30. And I think I'm going to make a couple announcements. Maybe I'll run it on Monday, Tuesday, and maybe I'll try to get people together on Wednesday. And that way when it's clear and reminder that perhaps we may get a few more check-ins for the balloon launch there. I want to make sure there's a few people north, south, east, and west to try to pick up the call there. Over.
Yeah, that's a good idea to get the word out, yeah.